Pakistan's government reported today that there was an overwhelming vote of confidence for military ruler Pervez Musharraf in yesterday's referendum. The outcome ensures 5 more years in office for Musharraf, who seized power in a bloodless coup in October 1999. Indications are that more than half of Pakistan's eligible voters participated in the referendum, which should boost the legitimacy of the Musharraf administration. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in Islamabad. Tell me more about the outcome.
Well, what we know is that Musharraf has won an overwhelming victory and that the percentage of the yes votes counted so far, that is to say the number of people who said President Musharraf should remain for 5 more years, is running at about 98%. That's not bad by any standard. The Election Commission says at least 60 million people were eligible to vote, so that would mean that so far about 32 million people have voted for President Musharraf to stay. And the government certainly did all it could to ensure that he would. They lowered the voting age to 18 from 21. They eliminated the voting rolls and they declared the entire country a single constituency. That means anyone could vote anywhere. And the Musharraf government was hoping for a big turnout to help put a stamp of legitimacy on the referendum, and they certainly got that big turnout and they got a big yes vote if the Election Commission figures are correct.
But the opposition had called for a boycott, right?
Yes. The main political and religious parties urged their voters to stay home. So there goes what one would presume to be a large number of votes right there. But I have to say the margin of victory was so large, it seems to indicate that either some of those supporters abandoned their parties and they voted yes, or, as the opposition suggests, there has in fact been some widespread vote fraud going on here. The government, of course, denies this, and they say the turnout simply reflects Musharraf's popularity.
Why did Musharraf call this referendum?
He says he called the referendum to ensure that the political, social, and economic reforms that he began after seizing power from Nawaz Sharif in 1999 continue. And to hear him tell it, the new parliament that's to be elected in October might not have been willing to do that. And he says he didn't want the country to go back to the sham democracy, as he calls it, that preceded his rule under both Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. By having himself named president for 5 more years before the new parliament takes office, Musharraf says he can make sure that the parliament doesn't undo what he's already started. Of course, the main opposition parties, oddly enough, Bhutto's Pakistan People's Party and Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League, say this is just another attempt by another military leader, and Pakistan has seen 4 since independence, to stay in power through undemocratic means. They say the referendum is unconstitutional, that the Constitution stipulates that the president be chosen by parliament and the provincial assemblies. And they say, as I mentioned earlier, that the actual turnout and the actual number of yes votes is far lower than the government is saying.
Was there any risk to Musharraf in this referendum?
I don't think so. He already enjoyed a great deal of public support before the referendum campaign started. People here were tired of what they viewed as the corrupt and inefficient civilian governments which preceded his, and many here applauded the stands he's taken on rooting out corruption and putting an end to religious extremism here. Now, he has alienated some people, even some of his supporters, with his campaign rallies in the run-up to this referendum. But at the end of the day, especially with the opposition boycott, I think a yes vote here, and a big one, was pretty much assured one way or another. But having said that, this extraordinary result in terms of the total numbers is unprecedented, and allegations of vote fraud will certainly linger here, and they may embarrass him a little bit and give the opposition's claims a little more credibility than they might otherwise have received.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Islamabad.